Let me ask you, in terms of DOMA, let me just get your general reaction to what the president and the attorney general said today.
Well, it's always disappointing when you have the executive branch refuse to do their job, and that's defend the laws duly enacted by the legislature. You know, whether you're talking about DOMA in the District of Columbia here and what the federal government has now decided it doesn't want to do, or whether you're talking about at the time Attorney General Brown and Proposition 8, it's disappointing, and the American people lose out.
And in terms of the DOMA decision and what's happening here in California and under Prop 8 with the appeal going on, what connection do you see, you know, either legally, socially, politically?
Well, clearly there's a connection in that both attorney generals, whether you're talking about the United States Attorney General or the California Attorney General, are refusing to do their constitutional duty and to defend a law just because they have a political disagreement with it. And that's why we have constitutional duties that are not supposed to be swayed by political opinions. And yet these attorney generals are choosing to not perform their duty, and it's a real tragedy to the people that they're supposed to represent.
In terms of the other part of this equation, Prop 8, the legal team against Prop 8 today filed a request, a motion with the Ninth Circuit for them to lift their stay, given that this is, you know, that there was a lower court ruling and that this now the California Supreme Court is involved and that this decision could be, you know, a year or more off easily. What's your thought about that point, that question of lifting the stay?
Well, the Ninth Circuit stayed Judge Walker's decision, and for good reason. The citizens of California and over 7 million Californians voted to enact Proposition 8, just like it happened in 31 states across this country. And marriage is clearly constitutional without question. The Ninth Circuit was right to impose a stay on Judge Walker's radical ruling, and there's nothing that's changed in the case from the time they imposed a stay until now that justifies lifting the stay.
Do you have a sense that things are shifting in the country on this issue of gay rights generally? I mean, you've got now the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy lifted with some support from Republicans. You got the president and the AG today doing this. Is it your feeling that, you know, that things are changing, that the tide is going in the direction that you wouldn't like it to be going in?
Well, there will always be radical elements of our society, political or otherwise, that advocate for redefining marriage. But when you look at the overall scorecard of marriage, from north to south, east to west, when Americans have had a chance to chime in on this issue, they have been unified in their voice that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. We saw that in California. We saw that in Maine. We may see an upcoming vote in the state of Maryland in the near future. And so we feel very confident that marriage will continue to be upheld wherever it is challenged.
The other question, they filed last week with the California Supreme Court asking for an expedited process, and they asked that the opening briefs be due on March 14th, the answering brief on the March 28th, and then the oral arguments the week of the 23rd. That's at least 4 months earlier than the Supreme Court had said was likely. What are your thoughts about moving that process up faster to get an answer faster?
Well, the California Supreme Court is charged with determining whether or not somebody has standing to defend Proposition 8, since the governor and the attorney general have refused to do their jobs. And this is a very important question. You know, law should not be declared unconstitutional by default. And the California Supreme Court laid out a timeline that it felt was appropriate for the issue to be properly briefed and properly considered by the court. And there's no reason why that timeline should be changed just because one side doesn't like it. It's an important issue, and the votes of almost 14 million Californians hang in the balance of that very decision.